Phoneboy Speaks, episode 895, Kiting Starbucks Cards. A security researcher figured out that he could essentially kite up his Starbucks cards by transferring balances around and exploiting a race condition in their payment system on the back end. And of course, when he found this out, he reported it to Starbucks, and they initially didn't know what to do about it, and they ended up doing a nasty PR response as a result of that. And I have to look at this in the wake of the Chris Roberts hacking a plane incident that, of course, has been in the news cycle as of late. So now we can debate in both cases, right? I mean, what Chris Roberts allegedly did was against the law. Right. And I'm not quite sure in the Starbucks case, right, what actually happened. But I also look at the proportionality of the response to what was theoretically done. In the case of hacking a plane that was in flight, that has a potentially higher impact to human life and property than some dude essentially transferring balances around and maybe getting a couple extra dollars on his Starbucks card. Big whoop-de-doo, right? Now, and what I think it points out to me, right, is that really all companies need to have a way to respond to potential security incidents that are reported by the public, right? Neither case you could, with the Starbucks case, you could argue that maybe it was against the law, but again, the amount of property damage that was suffered as a result was so minimal, right? I mean, it's less than the cost of a drink at Starbucks. I mean, it was almost nothing. So the amount of negative publicity that Starbucks earned themselves as a result of how they responded to it was impacted their bottom line more than the guy stealing a couple of dollars by kiting up a Starbucks cards, right? It's kind of a, I thought their response was, a little bit ham-handed and silly and sadly typical of how I've seen many companies respond to these kind of incidents being reported from the public, or whether they're security researchers or not, right? It seems kind of silly that this is that in this day and age that companies aren't prepared to deal with these kinds of things happening. And again, right? I'm not trying to conflate the two. I am trying to contrast them and just say, at least in the Chris Roberts case, the response to what he allegedly did was I'd say expected and proportional, just because of the amount of people and things that were impacted by it. In the Starbucks case, I don't think the response was appropriate. And again, just because of the amount of property that was potentially damaged and at stake. And it's also the kind, that, and also in the Starbucks case, it's the kind of thing I could see somebody finding by accident, really, right? And then not telling Starbucks and potentially defrauding Starbucks of thousands of dollars of Starbucks card points. But in that case, you can actually figure out who did it, right? And either back out the changes or do whatever you're going to do to that person. But the guy reported it, and who knows if Starbucks would have ever found the particular incident that happened. It is another one of those information security disclosure thingies, but it's not that bad. The proportional of proportionality of responses here is just kind of out of whack. And I hope that Starbucks and really all companies, right, learn a lesson from this, that maybe you should have some method in place for, when somebody in the public reports an issue through whatever channel they report it to, that everybody knows how to respond to it, right? And there is, I know in Checkpoint we have a method for dealing with if somebody discloses something to us, how we're supposed to deal with it. But we're an information security software company, so of course, for us, it's a little bit more in our DNA. But really, every company that has a public-facing element to it, which is pretty much all of them, right? As part of your incident response plan, you need to have a method for dealing with these kinds of issues when they come in from the public, and so they get the right response rather than ignored and then blasted with PR or whatever. So that's the takeaway from this Starbucks thing. And I'm sure by now Starbucks has fixed this thing. And I don't recommend doing that anyway. But the response to a couple of dollars of Starbucks balance just seems kind of out of whack. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.